This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:11 on the evening edition with Hezrel and Kelvin, and we're marking Malaysia Day, which is tomorrow. It'll be 57 years since Malaya Sabah and Sarawak came together to form Malaysia, and we're looking at stamps, since Post Malaysia will feature a special issue stamp for this year's Malaysia Day. To talk to us about his own experience with stamps and the history, I guess, of stamp collecting, we're now crossing over to Dato' Anwar Basha, President of the Philatelic Society of Malaysia. Dato' Anwar, welcome to the show. Now, before anything else, please do tell us your story. How did you get interested in stamps and stamp collecting?
I'm about 72, and I collect them for nearly 60 over years. And I was a police officer and retired. And now I still grow orchids and also collect stamps. And I'm also the president of the Stamp Society of Malaysia. I started when I was a schoolboy. Before joining the scout, you have to be a CUP member. That means below 12, you have to be a CUP member. So one of the requirement is to collect as many badges as possible. So one of the badge that I collected was hobby. And the hobby was stamp collecting and nature. So that's where I got started with stamp collecting.
There are so many stamps issued here and worldwide. What are the hallmarks of a good or interesting stamp? What do you look out for?
First of all, you must be interested in what you collect. For instance, like I like growing orchids, so I will collect stamps about orchids. So that's how you get started with collecting the stamps. It must be what you like. You know, it can be any subject matter that you like. For instance, if you like animals, cat or roses, it depends on what you like. Then it will get you moving to collect the items that you like.
And are stamps and their design a good way of showcasing a country? And how so?
Yes. Okay. First of all, the question is, what is a stamp? A stamp is just a piece of paper with the name of the country, except for England, which do not have the name of the country on the stamp. Then each stamp must have the name of the country, the currency it uses, and what they want to portray on the stamp. So these are the three main elements on a stamp. So each stamp will tell a different story for a different time, period of time, and it is more than a picture. A picture tells 1,000 words, but a stamp can tell maybe 2,000 to 3,000 words. That is a stamp. Countries must issue stamps related to their own country. I cannot issue stamps that is the items related to another country.
What elements of Malaysian history can be told through the stamps we've used through the years?
Okay. We started with the Straits Settlement stamps, which involves Malacca, Penang and Singapore in 1867. At that time, we were using the first stamps used in Straits Settlements were stamps of India overprinted with a crown, and on the Indian currency it is printed the British dollar and cents. So that is the first stamp of Malaysia. And then it followed with the various areas of Sarawak. We have the North Borneo stamps, and then we have the Federated Malay States, a Japanese occupation, and then the British, BMA, British coming in again. And then we have the independence issue, 1957, and then we have the Malaysian issue, 1963. So it would tell the whole story, which also have some significant items whereby Kelantan, Terengganu, and Pahang were under the Chinese British Post administration. So this is our history, which not many know about it, because stamp collecting was just an art. You know, you collect because you like to collect some items. Then it becomes more of a scientific activity. Now it becomes more what we call this forensic activity. You study in detail what is a stamp, when was it issued, why was it issued. It becomes more more detailed about studying the stamp than just collecting it because of its beautiful color or picture on the stamp. Eh?
Hmm. It's interesting. Now, Dato' Anwar, did stamp creation and design change greatly, you know, through the different periods of colonization and after Merdeka?
Yes. During the settlement, Strait Settlement and the Malay States and also the unfederated Malay States, the Strait Settlement stamp are more on British monarchy, you know, British wedding, British anniversary. That's what are featured on our stamps. Until lately, when the Federated Malay States, then it features our local theme on the stamp. We have paddy fields, we have the Sultan on the stamps, and then we have local features on the stamps. That is the difference that we have before, during the colonial period and during the still the British period. And then after independence, it's solely a Malaysian theme on the stamps, relating only to Malaysian. We don't give any more preference to the British or the foreign stamps.
To you, what's special about Malaysian stamps? And talk to us about some of the recurring motifs we usually see.
This region of Malaysia and a few countries around us, we are very rich in nature. So foreigners, they worldwide, they like to look at stamps that have got nature on it. You see, like trees, flowers, fish, beaches, mountains, you know, all these features, theme of nature. That is where we are rich in it. And that's why the collection of Malaysian stamps is worldwide nature. And then we have the various cultures, food, and the variety of items here. And then our history is also a mixture of Portuguese, Dutch, British, Chinese, Indian history. So when we put stamps relating to history, it is also rich in a mixture of history all over the world, plus the nature itself. And then when we talk about development, we have buildings like at one time the tallest twin tower in the world. And then we have the smart tunnel. You know? So all these features are very unique in terms of a collector's requirement, not only locally, but also internationally.
Mm, indeed. Now, are Malaysian stamps of interest to collectors abroad?
Just an example, 50% of my members are foreigners. if you look at details from post office, they have a lot of foreign dealers that will buy in bulk from their issue deal. So that sort of indicators are stating that it is worldwide. Just an example for the legacy of the loom. It's about a special dyeing style of making cloth and material. When we issued the the special stamp about the Emperor of China feature the dragon on our stamp. It was sold out within 1.5 hours. So these are all indicators of interest throughout the world.
How have Malaysian stamp designs evolved over the years?
Okay, first of all our earlier stamps were designed by European designers, especially during the British period. We have the same designer as our currency, which is De La Rue. And then after independence, we started to have our local designer having the design of the stamps, and then we sit in to look at it, whether it's the best that we can get to portray whatever we want to have the theme for the day on the stamps.
Dato' Anwar, could you tell us about your favorite Malaysian stamp?
Oh, my favorite Malaysian stamp is the miniature sheet. It's a small sheet of... in it, there is a stamp which featured the 1957 the Merdeka Day, where Tengku Abdurrahman declared independence at the Stadium Negara. So it features the whole missionary of the British was there. All the sultans were there, and the population that celebrate the 31st August was also featured on the stamp. And it is not that colorful, but it is a bit brownish in color. But it carries the meaning and also the spirit of the independent on the stamp itself.
Right. And over the years, how have you seen stamp collecting changing?
As I said, stamp collecting was just an art, started for, just as an art for collecting stamps. And then there is the science of stamp collecting. Now we have the forensic of stamp collecting, whether the color on the stamp, whether the cancellation on the stamp, what type of cancellation, what type of ink. I mean, the field has grown bigger instead of just the collecting of the stamp. We have also the field of microfilately, which is the collection of cancellation of stamps. And this cancellation will carry also the cancellation of what is known as dead countries, which we don't have anymore. That means the country doesn't exist anymore. For instance, like in Malaysia, Sungai Ujong is a dead country, but it's being replaced with Negeri Sembilan. So all these cancellation stamps still evolve, and you can have a lot of information, history about the scientific ink at the cancellation, the gum at the back, and then the watermark on the stamp. So these are new areas of study of stamp collecting.
Are younger Malaysians still engaged with this hobby?
Our society, together with Post Malaysia and the Ministry of Education, have embarked on a program for nearly 10 years to go back to the school and set up a STEM club in the school known as KSEF, which is Club STEM and Philately. And we have now about 200 schools having clubs, with students being members and teachers being the guide for the students. And students will be given certificate, and it is recognized as COCO, marks for their COCO subjects. So these are areas, new areas, and students are getting involved, and these are the younger generation that we are hoping to develop the interest in stamp collecting.
With much of our communication having gone electronic nowadays, do you still see an interest in stamp collection today?
Okay. First thing first, in the new system of computerization and all this thing, you can delete. But once you send a letter with a stamp, an address, and a small piece of paper written on it, whatever you want to express, you cannot delete it. So it becomes very historical document. You can collect, you can keep. That is the first difference in terms of the new development. But at the end of the day, people still write. And when you write, you develop a few skills of handwriting, good handwriting. You develop a skill of being able to write correctly, the spelling and all, and the sentence that you write. So you develop certain skills which new system generally will kill that skill. So this is the difference, and that is why letter writing, stamp design, postcard design is still on until today.
Dato' Anwar, thank you for joining us this evening and sharing your wonderful stories about stamps. That was Dato' Anwar Bashah, president of the Philatelic Society of Malaysia. And on this story, actually, we do have a message that's come in on the kind of stamps that people are collecting.
Yeah, not only just stamps, right? It also includes things like, well, to mark world events, to sort of mark places that they've gone to, to open that conversation up. You know, what do you collect? Suyang on WhatsApp says, Harimau Malaya jerseys, whatever a FIFA ranking is, go Malaysia.
Yeah, it's certainly, I think football is something that certainly brings everyone together.
Oh, especially Malaysia football.
Yeah. Now that Suyang mentioned it, I'm actually wondering how many jerseys there are. I'm not a football fan, so, is there one every year? Does anyone else collect it? Maybe you can let us know. I actually wonder how many there are.
Yeah, and separately, I guess, responding to our previous story about how consumer habits have changed. Aaron on WhatsApp says, spending a lot of my time online buying tech appliances, groceries, and stocking up on toilet paper. We always seem to be running out.
Ah, maybe the toilet paper speaks to the convenience part. But I can see, look, you look at the tech appliances, and I think perhaps Aaron's message has to do with perhaps the increase in work from home arrangements, right? Perhaps people are buying things that will allow them to go more digital and work outside of the office. But you can keep sending us your thoughts. You know, what else? How has your spending habits, your consumer habits changed over, during the pandemic? And separately, you know, what kind of stamps or just things in general are you collecting in celebration of Malaysia Day, which is tomorrow? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. And after the 7:30 news, the Popcorn Culture Gang is going to do a special on Malaysia Day by talking about Siniman Bujang Lapo. So stay tuned on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.